This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I was talking up at the top of the program about the rhythms of capitalism, how there are certain things you can count on happening year after year. Well, for this next story, I could well have said year after year after year after year. Christie's Auction House is a 247-year-old company. It is, in the world of fine art and auctions, the gold standard. But history only gets you so far in the real world of making a buck. You got to deliver, is the message. And in their sales announcement today, Christie's is privately held, so they don't report profits, just sales. They said they're doing pretty well. Stephen Murphy is the CEO of Christie's. We got him in London. Mr. Murphy, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I'm sitting here looking at your press release about the most recent set of sales you guys have had, the first 6 months of this year. And it's record sales, and you are selling in Shanghai, and you're announcing an auction in Asia. And it seems you're selling everything everywhere nowadays. Business is good.
Business is good. The interest and demand for art has really been developing and almost exponentially every year for the past several years. Our recent sale in New York broke all records for any auction anywhere, ever. The same department has seen a 52% increase in brand new buyers for purchases under $100,000. So it's really happening across the board in terms of investment-wise and purchase-wise and also globally.
As you try to get more people into that under $100,000 market, how do you do it? Do you market? Do you advertise? What do you do?
Until about 20 years ago, it was a little bit, if we build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Because they were dealers. Now, only 20% or so of our clients in the room buying at auction are dealers. The rest are individuals. And so it's our job to both serve our clients better at the top end, but as your question implies, of letting people know through social media, through print advertising.
Oh, my God. Christie's on Twitter? I think the world just exploded.
Yes. Well, why not? That's, you know, our clients are on Twitter.
Yeah.
Our clients are spending 60% of their day online in some screen, so we need to be there too.
I wonder if sometimes just getting to the world of big auction houses, there's you, of course, and Sotheby's. And I wonder whether you feel a little bit like Boeing and Airbus. There's only the two of you. It's you got to get along somehow, but yet you're competitors, and what are you supposed to do?
Well, I like to say this to my team at Christie's. You know, we're the Yankees and the Red Sox.
All right, look out. I should tell you I'm a Yankee fan, but all right.
So am I. I was born in the Bronx. You know, we're the Yankees and the Red Sox, and that's a rivalry that does matter. However, it's a much bigger league than just the two of us.
What do you do every day?
My Uncle Fred asks me that question every Christmas.
What do you do exactly? Think of me as your Uncle Fred. I mean, you know, people want to sell stuff, they go to Christie's. I mean, how hard can it be?
Well, you know, I am really proud to be at Christie's. My job when I wake up in the morning is to make sure we have a great environment for creative people to thrive. And that means our team as well as the clients who come to us. What do we do? All we do is create an environment that puts great art and takes great art as a custodian of that art through its life cycle. And nowadays, that path is global. From Los Angeles to London to Shanghai and back again.
If James Christie reanimated tomorrow and showed up in your office, would he recognize what you're doing?
I hope so. I mean that with sincerity. I hope so. I think every great company, and Christie's is a great, great company, is only at its best when it's operating with the tenets of its original intent. And I think I would hope that he would recognize that. He wouldn't recognize what I was wearing, but he might well recognize that that the picture on the wall is a constable, and that constable was probably something he looked at and priced in 1826.
Stephen Murphy is the CEO at Christie's. Mr. Murphy, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you for your time.